Okay, my friends. Before we get into today's story, I wanted to let you know about Spotify for Podcasters. It's the tool that I'm using to make my stories so that you guys can have new stories every day. If you are interested in sharing your stories, you've got to check it out. It's a really easy app. You can create your stories, you can edit them from your phone or your computer. So, no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating without having to go into a studio or do anything extra. They'll actually do all of your distribution for you too. So that part's really nice. And the best part, it's totally free. You don't have to pay for it. So you can get your stories out. I've really enjoyed doing it. I've been at it for almost, gosh, going on 3.5 years now. And because I can have questions and answers from my friends who are listening, I get to know what your thoughts are too. It's a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy me. www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Okay, my friends. So we read a story about a little boy who had big feelings, and now we're going to read another story, this time about a little girl who has a big voice. And the name of this story is The Girl with the Big Voice. And as usual, my friends, if you like these stories, I will have links to them so you can go and pick them up and read them and listen to them and read them yourselves. And we want you to do some big thinking about these stories as we read them. This story was written by Veronica Santaguira, and it's also illustrated by a Veronica. What a fun thing! But her last name is Gruntovskaya. And she, it looks like, has great colors. I can't wait to read through this book and see what she has done for us. So, without any further ado, let's read this story. Are you ready? Okay, today's story is read by Mommy and...
Piranha Plant from Plants vs. Zombies.
Oh. Okay, the piranha plant from Plants versus...
Not the.
No, not the. Oh, there's more than one, I see.
No, just piranha plant.
Fair enough. Okay, are you ready? Let's do it.
Okay, what are you
going to
call
your piranha plant? Oh, I think I'll just call you piranha plant if that's okay. Or piranha. Okay. All right, here we go. There was a lovely little girl, and Emma was her name. She had a wonderful big voice, they thought would bring her fame. Before she even learned to walk, they all could hear her speak in sentences with eloquence that showed her great technique. Eloquence is a fancy word. Do you know what it means? It actually kind of means kind of like fancy. Yeah. It shows that she is stylish and fancy. Her talent showed when she was young. Soon everyone would see how brave and strong and confident this toddler came to be. She blossomed and would think of countless cheerful things to say, but all her words just kept on getting in the way. From when she woke up every day until she went to sleep, she'd ask perceptive questions with an interest that was deep. Oh, so perceptive means that she perceived things. She was observing something, she was looking at something, and she was understanding it, or she was thinking about it and had to ask questions. Do you know someone who is cheerful but also asks big questions? Think.
I do.
Yeah. She'd...
No, I know.
You know someone?
Uh-huh.
Who?
No.
Uh-huh. She'd say...
Oh, and by the way.
It'd be okay. She'd say, I love my arts and crafts, but sports are awesome too. I swim and bike and nature hikes I also like to do. When thinking of my passion, I'm just following my heart. The way I talk and laugh and sing has sent me off the chart. Wow. She does like a lot of stuff, doesn't she?
I can see her we can see her in the pictures doing all of these things. There she's riding her bike. There she's doing some sciencey stuff. She's singing and she's been drawing and she's just got a lot of stuff she's doing.
Some people say I talk too much, but that's not really true. I simply have a lot to say, lots more than others do. I often hear them tell me, "Hush, your voice is way too loud." But it's hard for me to do, since I'm both passionate and proud.
Oh, man. Have you ever had someone tell you that you talk too much? That's a hard thing to hear. Let's see what she says next. This year would be a special one, with starting a new school. Her mother told her what's to come, which kept her calm and cool. A tender heart and cheery voice would help with making friends. The question was, how many? She supposed.
It all depends.
The school day soon would start, so Emma quickly went inside.
I'll make a lot of friends this year. I just can't wait,
she cried. Her first day started well, but then the teacher called for quiet. He noticed Emma talking loudly, making quite a riot.
Just use your inside voice, the teacher said. We hear you well. No need to stop conversing, but remember not to yell.
Oh boy, quite true to Emma's character. She spoke without constraint, and luckily her constant talking didn't make her faint. So, constraint. Do you know what that means?
No.
Okay. So, if you constrain yourself, that means you hold yourself back from doing something. So, if she's not using any constraint, she's not holding herself back at all. She's just saying what she wants to say, whenever she wants to say it. That morning, Emma worked in groups with kids she barely knew. They told her she was bossy and should join another crew. And in the picture we can see another kid is pointing her finger saying, get out of here, and poor Emma looks so sad. Then later, Emma joined the line of students in the aisle. Their next class in the music room was sure to make her smile. She skipped her way to music class to learn a brand new song. She thought, I'll practice every day at home, so I'll belong. Practicing music every day. Who do I know that does that? No. It's important to practice if you're ever going to get good. Then Emma sat right near the band, the woodwinds and the brass. They heard her sing louder than the others in the class. The teacher looked her way and sharply tapped her music stand. She said, you have a singing voice that sounds so rich and grand, but there's a time for everything, including singing loud. At times, it's good to softly sing together in a crowd. The music class dragged on, but Emma kept an upbeat vibe. Though silenced for a moment, she was sure she'd find her tribe. She maybe was singing too loud, huh? Can I teach you something interesting about music? So when you have a group of singers singing together, we call that an ensemble. And if you're singing alone, you are a soloist. So in this case, she was behaving like a soloist when she should have been in an ensemble. And when you sing in a group, the people who are teaching you, the music teachers, will try to say, make your voice sound like everybody else's voice, blend your voice together. And I guess she wasn't doing that. When recess time arrived, young Emma looked extremely sad. She'd lost some freedom of expression, making her feel bad. She glanced around the playground, letting out a tiny moan, then saw a happy student who was reading all alone. So Emma went to say hello, prepared to listen
well. She'd pay attention closely, making sure she didn't yell. The student, Taylor, talked about remaining strong and true. It's good to look inside yourself and always just be you. I hope it will be helpful if I share my point of view. You're smart and brave and speak your mind. We should all be like you. Though coming from a youngster, Taylor's truth came shining through. Your voice is quite unique. Be proud of how it speaks for you. Though kids may say insulting things, try spinning them around. Remember, you're a leader with the most amazing sound. A voice like yours can change the world when you're forever strong. Don't lose your confidence. Speak up. Our feelings can't be wrong. Interesting. Yes, Emma learned that day that staying positive is smart. Your voice, if you're respectful, will be setting you apart. She gathered all the needed tools to speak and to be heard. Her voice would influence the world by being undeterred, which means that you won't get off target. From then on, she embraced her voice, remaining brave and true, empowered by her friend's advice, succeeding through and through. So, where is Emma now? The daring girl who leaves her mark? She's out inspiring others who, like her, will find their spark. And I think that's a pretty great idea. It's important to dream big and to speak up. And if you can help other people by doing those things, you will have a pretty doggone good life, right? And so will the people around you, because you will encourage them and give them strength. But you must always be true, and you must not tell lies, or try to be deceptive in any way. That's not being true to who you really are, is it? No. And of course, we always want to speak the truth in love. We want to be kind and respectful. That was another very important thing, is that when you are sharing your feelings with people, you want to be respectful. I see. And that, my friends, and this, by the way, this book is beautifully, it's got beautiful art in it, so go check it out. And that, my friends, is the end.
Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.